I hear the sound of a mighty rushing wind, and it's closer now than it's ever been. I can almost hear the trumpet as Gabriel sounds the call. And at the midnight cry, we'll be going home. I look around me, and I see prophecies fulfilled, and the signs of the times, they're appearing everywhere. I can almost see the Father as he says, "Son, go get my children." Yeah. At the midnight cry, the bride of Christ shall rise. When
What a broadcast we're going to have today. I think, I'm going to be honest with you, if ever a machine has tried to act up, everything that's possibly wrong has been going wrong today. And I can't tell you what it is. I can't tell you how to fix it. I can just tell you I'm doing my best. I'm doing my best. And we're going to have a good broadcast if this equipment lets me. I can't tell you it's going to let me, but I can tell you I'm going to do my best. We got a program today that is awesome. It really is awesome. It's the kind of program that everybody in the radio land and the internet land needs to hear. It's the kind of program that I believe is absolutely necessary in this hour in which we live. Absolutely necessary. And I want you to hear it. I want you to enjoy it. I want it to have an effect upon your life. So maybe we're on the key now. I'm not sure. But if we're on the internet, somebody let me know. That's been a problem all morning, and I'm not really sure we're there or not. I don't know. But either way, we're here, and we're going to have a great broadcast. How about that? How about that? You know, you got to be tough enough in this world we live in with all the technology around us, and I don't understand it all. I just give it my best. I give it all I've got, and that's about the best I can do is give it all I've got. And we got a program today that's really awesome, the Holy Ghost. And the born-again experience. The Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost, and the born-again experience. You can call it experience. You can call it the Great Awakening. You can call it being born again. You can call it being transformed to a new creature. But being born again is absolutely imperative in this hour, in every hour. No one. Jesus said it plain. And I'll go to the Bible. Let's just turn to the book of St. John, chapter 3. The words of Jesus Christ himself to Nicodemus. If this does not answer anybody's question, I wouldn't know how to answer their question. The same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, "Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God, and no man can do these miracles that thou doest except God be with him." Jesus answered and said unto him, "Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God." Nicodemus saith unto him, "How can a man be born when he is old? How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter his mother's womb the second time and be born?" Jesus answered, "Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water." Now, won't you listen? of water and of the Spirit. Now notice that capital S, that means the Holy Ghost. The Spirit and the Holy Ghost are one and the same. The word Spirit, Holy Spirit, is his title or name. The word Holy Ghost is his office in the New Testament, representing Jesus Christ. So he says, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Marvel not that I said unto you, you must be born again. Now, I'm going to do my best today in this broadcast, and I think we're on the internet, but I don't know, but I do know we're on radio. So everywhere we are, listen, everywhere we are, I need you to get involved, and let's have a great program. It's imperative. If it's not on the internet now, it will be after a while. We are recording. Everything's being encoded, and so it'll all be there, and we're going to give you our very best. I'm here to tell you, we're going to give you our best. I don't know what's happening to the sound there at the beginning. The music was on and off. Nothing I could have done to fix it right then, but I want to tell you, we're going to have a great time talking together, and I want you on the phones. If you can't get to me by internet, if the email's not up and running, then you can call me, and that will be my joy. It really will. Well, we'll take a look here and see if we might be on the email, on the internet with emails. If so, then you can send your questions. All clearance? No. Well, they're coming in. So maybe indeed we are there. Okay? So if you have a question, you can call me, 704-391-0588 or 1-800. Again, 1-800-338-7884, and then email jrc@paulcreek.org. We are on email, it looks like. I'm not sure. You can try. And if I don't read your email, then you call me on the phone, okay? jrc@paulcreek.org. jrc@paulcreek.org. Okay, now, let me tell you what I'm going to do. I've tried to come up with a list of the doctrines out there that are keeping people from being born again today. You see, if you're not born again, like Jesus said to Nicodemus, you cannot enter the kingdom of God. You have no future with heaven. You have no future with God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost. And you have no present either. You must be born again. Now, you must be born of the Holy Spirit. It's by the blood, through the Word, and by the Holy Ghost. Through the blood, by the blood, through the Spirit, through the Word, and by the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is the representative of God the Father and God the Son down here on this earth. And anything the Father or the Son is going to do in anybody's life, he must do it through his Holy Spirit. God is on his throne. Jesus is at his right hand. The Holy Spirit is right here in the midst of us, doing the work of the Father and the Son. That's why in the Bible, you often read where the Holy Spirit is called the Spirit of Christ. And then the Holy Spirit is called the Spirit of God or the Spirit of the Father. He is both of those, but he's also a person. He's the person of the Holy Ghost, the third member of the triune Godhead. And he's here on the earth, in the church, to do the business of the kingdom in us. Okay? So I want your questions, and I want to give you, let me try to take a moment, and you listen carefully now. You may have a different perspective of some of these doctrines than I have, and you call me. If you disagree, you call and tell me. If you have a question, you call and ask me. If you have a scripture to prove I'm wrong, you call and point to that scripture. If not, listen to the Bible, and let's learn, because if you don't experience what it means to be born again, you're going to be lost. You're going to be eternally lost. You're going to spend eternity in the lake of fire if you're not born again. God hates sin. Oh, he doesn't hate the sinner, but he hates sin. And all sin is going to be judged, and all sin is going to be cast into the lake of fire, and all sin is going to be eliminated from God's great universe. It's going to be a heaven and an earth of absolute purity and absolute holiness. Now, I want to hear from you. Let me give you a list of these doctrines. Predestination, limited atonement. That's a doctrine of Calvinism. You see, predestination Our limited atonement says that you've already been predestinated. If you're going to be saved, there's nothing you can do to effect it, or there's nothing you can do to stop it. That it's already chosen, that God has made that decision, and now you have to be saved because you're predestinated. So you don't need to be born again. You don't need to repent of your sins and come to Christ, because predestination, our limited atonement, has already set you in a particular order. Now, that's overwhelming. I'm telling you, that's overwhelming, and you need to hear. And another one is saved sinners. If you can be a saved sinner, then, you know, what you got, lost sinners and saved sinners? Come on. A sinner is a sinner that has not repented and turned from their sins. Repentance says you've got to come to Christ, turn from the old life, turn from the old walk, turn from the old path, repent of your sins, and turn to Christ. And if you believe you can be a saved sinner, you cannot be saved. That's impossible. You're going to be lost. If you believe you can be a saved sinner, you're going to be lost. You have no way to be born again if you don't repent of your sins and turn to Jesus Christ. Now, the third is easy believism. Easy believism. Now, nobody's going to claim that they preach easy believism. I don't guess they would. Maybe they would. We live in a day of brazen disobedience, a brazen disobedience, a brazen rejection of the great truths of the Bible. But easy believism simply says all you're going to do is have an intellectual consciousness of who Jesus is and accept the fact that he is the Redeemer and the only one. And if you accept that in your head, without any change down here, without any effect of surrender and dedication and walking with God, your easy believism makes you a Christian. And it only keeps people from being born again. That's what it does. Because I'm telling you, there's no easy believism to it. If you want to be saved, you got to repent of your sins. You got to come to Christ and surrender him your life. You got to give him all you are. And you can be wonderfully saved. I'm here to tell you, you can be wonderfully saved. And then baptism conversion. You've heard of that. Most don't believe that or teach that, but there's some that do, that you're baptized into salvation. Water baptism is your way to God, is your way to Christ. No, that only keeps people from coming to Christ because they believe in something that just absolutely does not work. And then emotionalism versus conviction of sin. The rock and roll churches is a good example of this. You go in and the rock and roll has you up on your feet before you get in the door, and you think you've got religion when you don't have a thing but a emotional experience, an emotional, you know, action. You know, it's not salvation. You got to be convicted of your sins to be saved. Anybody that doesn't preach against sin cannot lead you to Calvary. When you don't hear anything to make you aware of how God hates sin, and that if you're going to be saved, you got to turn from your sins. You got to turn to Christ. And then, of course, the Catholic doctrine of transubstantiation, or the eutychus, as they would call it. A lot of people will lose their soul because they believe they can go and eat that wafer or drink that wine that has been, they say, transformed into the very body and blood of Jesus, and that saved them. No, that doesn't save you. And if you believe that, you're going to be lost if you don't learn the truth of being born again. You've got to be born again. You've got to be born again. And then there's a new doctrine going around that nobody can pray through. That praying through is not in the Bible. That all you do is accept. Well, that's really a part of the easy believism idea. But this has a life of its own. If you cannot pray through, if you cannot pray until you experience Christ, until you're brought into his warmth and presence, and there's an experience of the Holy Spirit transforming you, how do you know you're saved if you didn't know when you were saved? How do you have a testimony for God if you don't know when the testimony began? You see, praying through is an intimate part of the Christian walk. I'm here to tell you, if there's anything this church world needs, it needs to learn to pray through. Learn the joy of a life just full of Christ and full of his grace and full of his holiness. Yes, praying through. Now, let's take some calls. You've heard these seven ideas that I brought in front of you, and they're very powerful. Very powerful. Okay, remember them? If you didn't hear them all, I'll read them again in a little bit, because I want you to know there are so many doctrines out there that are keeping people from really being born again. They're trusting in this idea, that idea, some other theological position, some other way, some other thinking, and they don't understand. They really don't understand. You got to be born again. Jesus said, except you be born again, you cannot see the kingdom of God. You've got to be born again. And could I add to that, God hates sin. And if you don't turn from your sins, there is no way to be a Christian. There's no way to walk with God. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. If you say you love me and do not keep my commandments, he said you are a liar and the truth is not in you. There are so many scriptures. The Bible is so loaded with them. And I'm your friend. I'm not being critical of nobody. I don't want to be an enemy of no minister out there, no person out there. I want to be your friend. I want to help you. I want to help you know that you've been born again. Great day. Can you imagine eternity in a lake of fire? Can you imagine eternity lost when you thought for years you were a Christian? You were doing what the preacher told you to do. You were doing the Catholic uterus. Or you were calling yourself a saved sinner. Or you were believing in predestination and just praying that you were one of the chosen, one of the elect. And then all of a sudden, you find out what you really missed was being born again. What did Jesus say to those people who were not ready? He said, I don't know you. How did he come to know them? He comes to know you through being born again. Born again. When you're born again, your name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. There is a work that the Holy Spirit does in you that transforms you. If any man be in Christ, he is the new creature. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. I'm telling you, you must be born again. And the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost of God, is the heavenly agent that effects this wonderful change inside of you. And you will know when it happens to you. You will know. His Spirit will bear witness with your spirit that you are a child of God. Isn't that a beautiful scripture? The Spirit of God bearing witness with our spirit that we're born again. I'll never forget the night that happened to me 62 years ago. I was as dumb as they come. I didn't know one verse of scripture. I was raised on a tobacco farm. My daddy was an alcoholic, but I met Christ in his glorious grace, and I knew the moment it happened that I was a new creature. I went home that night saying, I went to church a goat. I'm going home a sheep. I was only 16. I couldn't even read. I was just a little country boy raised on the farm, could plow old peat and hoe tobacco and hoe the corn and work in the garden. That's all I knew. But Jesus came into my life and immediately something happened and I knew it. When you're born again, you will know it. If you cannot point to the time you were saved, if I was you, I'd get on my knees and stay there until I could point to the time that I prayed through. To the time that I knew that he'd come into my life. I would get my Bible. I'd live and say the book of John would be a good one. Live in the book of John and just pray over and over and over. I've got to know Jesus. I've got to know that Jesus is in my life. I've got to know I've been born again. Now listen, I feel the Spirit of God when I say these things to you because I know this is the greatest need of the hour all over the radio land. All over the audience of internet. I'm crying out to you. Make sure you know that you've been born again. And make sure you understand this is the work of the Holy Spirit that he seeks to do in your life. And that God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son that whosoever believeth on him should not perish, but have everlasting life. My friend, I love you. I really do. I care about you. Let's see here if I'm getting any internet messages. I'm not sure yet. Anybody? Nope. I don't guess internet must not be on. I don't know why. I thought a while ago we'd got it up in time, but I guess it isn't. So those of you in the, you don't know I'm saying this, but those of you who listen by internet aren't getting us. And if you'll call, the ladies will tell you why. And it'll be up in a little while. You're not hearing me say all of this, but if you're on radio, you can tell somebody. Listen, Jesus wants to save you. He wants to come into your life. He wants to make you a brand new creature. Could I have prayer with you? Heavenly Father, I pray with everybody listening and everybody watching this broadcast. I pray with every last one of them, men, women, boys, girls, children, everybody that has come to the age of accountability, everybody that knows that you've got to know Jesus if you if you're going to go to heaven. Maybe you don't know this, but I'm telling you right now. And you know, I'm not going to try to argue with you about the things you believe. Just do this for me. Just get your Bible, the book of John, and go somewhere and build you an altar and spend an hour a day with the book of John praying a simple prayer. I want to know Jesus. I want to know Jesus. I'm not going to quit praying. I'm not going to quit reading this book of John till I know that I'm born again. So I know that I've been saved by the blood until I have an experience with God, until I pray through. Don't let some preacher tell you you can't pray through. He doesn't know what he's talking about. And I know some of them saying it today that I've been in church with, that I've been a part of the same church as they were. And they've got to know better. They've got to know better. I've seen too many alcoholics come in church completely just overwhelmed with alcohol, drunk, as we would say in the old country fashion. And they would come to the altar, a lost drunkard man full of alcohol. And they would come and the saints would gather around them and they would pray till they prayed through. And they would be perfectly sober, perfectly sober. They'd get up and never be the same again. I mean, never be the same again. Never be the same again. I'm sorry. This sound is keeps acting up, and I know what I'm going to need. I'm going to need to get a new soundboard. That's probably in the making. And this is convincing me today. And if you'd like to buy one for me, you just send me the gift. I'll go get it next week, I promise you. Because that's where my problem is with sound. Is my soundboard is acting up. And maybe it's connected to this powerful computer here sitting beside me. And it's an old system. And this is a new system. And the two of them are not merging well. I think that's very evident. But listen, I'm telling you, I want you to be born again. Hallelujah. I want you to be born again. Father, I pray today that a multitude of people will get the message and turn to Christ with all their heart and truly, truly, truly be born again. Truly be born again. I'm hungry for that, people, my friends, my listeners. I'm hungry for that. Now grab your phone, 1-800-338-7884. Grab your phone right now, quickly. Let's get some calls on the air. 1-800-338-7884, local number 704-391-0588. 704-391-0588. And by the way, I can't get internet messages because the internet's down. You understand? You understand? So nothing I can do about that. I've got to rely on the telephone, and you've got to help me with the telephone. So grab it. Grab your phone, 1-800-338-7884, 704-391-0588. Now, I really want to talk about these doctrines that I have named. I want to talk about how they're deceiving people and how people who are not born again but have been told some of these doctrines actually believe they're born again when they are not. They've not been changed. They've not become new creatures. They've not been turned upside down, inside out. I mean, turned upright for God in His kingdom. If you are a Calvinist, there are wonderful people who are Calvinists into predestination, but they don't know what it means to be born again. They're dependent on the fact that maybe, hopefully, they're one of the elect. They're one of those chosen before the foundation of the world, and all they got to do now is just do right and live in the Bible, and they live clean lives in many cases, very clean lives. But if you don't know you've been born again, you're lost. If you don't know you've been born again, if you haven't got on your knees and prayed till you prayed through, till the blood of Jesus washed you from your sins, and the Holy Spirit reached inside of you and did a glorious work inside of you, if you've not done that, my friend, then you are not a Christian. You are not a Christian, and I want you to be a Christian. I want you to be a Christian. Now, I don't have internet capacity for questions, but I got some coming into me. Otherwise, does being born of water refer to human birth or to water baptism? Being born of water refers to the Bible. The Bible is likened unto water. Water is often used as a type of the scripture. Remember when Jesus said, "He that thirst, let him come unto me and drink. Drink, he that believeth on me, as the scripture have said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water." The word water is a symbol of the word throughout the Bible. Many places you see the word water used as a type of the Holy Scripture. So being born of the water and of the Spirit is being born of the Word of God and of the power of the Holy Ghost. And of course, that's through the blood. because that came from Jesus. He had not yet died, but he was going to die very soon after he said these words to Nicodemus. So being born of the water and the Spirit is being born of the Word of God. The Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit. Good question, by the way. A good question. Grab your phone. 1-800-338-7884. 1-800-338-7884. Grab your phone. I want you on the air. I want you talking with me. I really do. Hey, I've got a number here on my phone that I can't get to, and it may be keeping me from seeing who's there. So I'm just going to put this on hold, and then you can then I can see. Okay, grab your phone. 1-800-338-7884. 338-7884. I want to hear from you. I want to hear from you. Another question here that's come in. I'm not sure of being a saved sinner. I'm not sure of being a saved sinner. But I know so-called saved people can say also, the Bible says that we in the Father's hand and no one can take us out of the Father's hand. Do you agree? Well, no one can take you out of the Father's hand. Good question. No one can take you out of the Father's hand, but you can walk away from him. There's nothing in that scripture to suggest he's taken away your free will. He's just telling you, if you walk with me and you obey me, nobody can touch you. That's all he's saying. He said, if you live for me, you are sure and you are certain and you are absolutely at peace because you know nobody can take you away from the Father. So all you got to do is stay in the Father, obey the Father, do the will of God, walk in the scripture, live by the Bible. And I've got such eternal security. I don't believe in the unlimited kind, but I've got the biblical kind. I have no worry about my salvation. I have no concern about my future, except excitement, except absolute joy, because I'm saved by the blood. I'm in the Father's care. He watches over me. His Holy Spirit keeps me. He won't let me get away with nothing. If I come under the least bit of conviction, I mean, if I even get close to sin, I immediately feel utterly convicted. Let me take you to the book of 1 Corinthians and tell you what Paul said about his life. This is probably as great of a testimony as you can find. Paul said, Apostle Paul now, that great servant of God, but I keep under my body and bring it into subjection, lest that by any means, when I have preached to others, I myself should become a castaway. Paul said it. I keep under my body. I bring it into subjection. So the scripture that says nobody can take you out of the Father's hand, all you got to do is bring yourself under subjection to him. And nobody can take you out of his hand. That's what the scripture was teaching. Why would somebody use that to try to prove you can't backslide? By saying the Father will absolutely keep you faithfully. I never understood that. It's amazing how people twist scriptures. Now, being a saved sinner is really a dark thing. See, if you repent of sin, you're no longer a saved sinner. When you repent and turn from sin, you're not a saved sinner. You're a pure sinner. I mean, you're a saved Christian. Oh, I get my tongue all tied up here trying to figure out what's coming in on the lines. Listen, I tell you without any uncertain terms, and you can believe this, when you get saved, you're not going to want to live in sin. You really get born again, and you're going to hate sin just like the Father hates sin. I mean, if sin even comes close to me, it scares me. I was on Wilkerson Boulevard one time coming down the road, and I stopped at a stoplight, and a harlot woman, a streetwalker, came over to my window and started beating on my window. It scared me so bad, I screamed, "No!" and took off in my car. I hope I didn't hurt that woman. I don't think her hands was on the car when I took off. I'd already screamed, "No!" You know, it scared me. Oh, I don't want to be close to sin. I don't want to be close to adultery. I don't want to be close to fornication. I don't want to be close to lying. I don't want to be close to cursing, swearing. What? Hey, tell me something. If you say you're a saved sinner, call me up and tell me what are the sins that you're doing as a saved sinner. Tell me about your sins. Tell me what they are. You know, I think a lot of people just have this imagination, I'm just so miserable and I'm so nothing that I have to call myself a saved sinner. Let me tell you, when Jesus changes you, you're a child of the King. Your name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. You are a brand new creature. The Holy Spirit has come to live and seal you and protect you and keep you. You've got a Savior who's your elder brother. You got a Holy Spirit that lives in you. You got angels that encamp about you. You don't need to be afraid when you're saved. You don't need to be intimidated by your past when you're saved. You don't need to worry about what you were before you became a Christian when you're saved. He cast your sins away as far as the east is from the west. And that's about as far as you can get in the human terms, okay? He cast your sins away. All right, here's another. I was told I was christened as a baby. Say, so am I saved? I was told I was christened as a baby. So am I saved? No, that doesn't save you. Acting up again, and you forgive me. I have to go and turn something that clears it up. My dear friend, being christened as a baby doesn't do a thing for you. Being baptized as a baby doesn't do a thing for you. You got to be saved. You got to be born again. And then of your own free will, you got to be baptized. Now, we dedicate children, and I love dedicating children, but dedicating children is not what we need. It's not what we believe in. We believe in children growing up, becoming of the age of accountability, and this can happen at maybe 9, sometimes 10, sometimes 12, sometimes maybe 7 or 8. And when they know they're sinners and they want to be saved and they come to Christ and they're born again and they become a new creature, then we baptize them. That's the way it should be done. That's the only way it should be done. So being christened as a child does not save you, not at all, not in the least. Do you understand that? Not in the least. Now grab your phone, call us quickly, 1-800-338-7884. 704-338-7884. I need your calls. I want to talk with you. I want to hear from you. Now, I've dealt with especially this idea of predestination. That's really a bad doctrine. Really, it is. And it's growing like a weed all over America. Thousands and thousands and millions of people are now believe in predestination. And you notice about predestination, almost none of them believe in the pre-trib rapture. Almost none of them believe in the book of Revelation. It really is a bad doctrine. I'm telling you, it really is. And don't forget now, please do not forget. Do not forget these doctrines. And don't trust in anything. Why should you trust in anything but go into Christ and believe in him to save you and make a new creature out of you? Why believe in some theological idea that has no biblical base? When you can go to the Bible, you can go to Christ, and he'll save you. He'll make a new creature out of you. He'll change you. You'll never be the same again. Now, anybody in any of these doctrines, remember baptismal conversion? Don't believe in that. It will not save you. Taking the uterus in a Catholic church will not save you. You understand that? Emotionalism instead of conviction of sin and turning to Christ will not save you. Do you understand that? I want to hear from you. You are very important to me. Very important to me. So grab your phone and call us. For some reason, my phone is not where it ought to be today. And I don't know anything to do but clean up these lines so that hopefully I can get things straight here. Okay? Like everything that can go wrong will go wrong. You know how that is? We've had a couple weeks of that. But it'll be back in beautiful order. I promise you that. Now, I want to hear from you. I want you to ask me about these doctrines. I want to hear what you are saying. I really do. I want to hear your question. I want to know if you're trusting in this. Tell me. And then I would like for some of those people out there who have really been born again to call and share a little bit about when you were born again. I remember the night specifically. It was the most wonderful day of my life. I mean, I was so turned upside down and transformed, and I didn't know any theology. I'd never been messed up with any false doctrines. I didn't have any false ideas. I didn't know anything about God. I just knew there was a God, and that's really it. And I always had a little bit of a fear about me that one day I was going to be lost. But thank God Jesus came and wonderfully saved me. And when I was born again, I was so totally new. I learned to read the Bible. After I was born again at 16 years of age, I learned to read, period. But I certainly learned to read the Bible after I was saved at 16, 62 years ago. And it's got more real as the days have gone by. It's just wonderful to be saved. And you don't need to trust in something that may not be right. What if you were a dedicated Calvinist all these years? And you really were faithful, and you just give everything you can to promote Calvinism. And you come down to the end of the way, and you find out that you are not one of the elected. And you're lost. That you know, you thought maybe you was elected, and now you know you wasn't. And you're lost. Well, let me tell you something. It all kept you from coming to Christ and knowing. See, the word in the Bible, whosoever will, let him come. Whosoever will. Could I say that over and over for the rest of this broadcast? Whosoever will, let him come. Whosoever will, let him come. Whosoever will, let him come. Now, Jesus came to save anybody that will let him. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever will, let him come and drink of the water of life freely. I'm telling you, he died on the cross for your salvation. He died on the cross to save you, to make a new creature out of you. And you can be his today. I'm here to tell you, you can be his today. Let me read that again to you. It is so wonderful. This book of John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever, listen, Calvinists, whosoever. One day, a wonderful Calvinist friend, and I've got a lot of Calvinist friends, one of them was teasing me and telling another brother that, you know, I was not a Calvinist and identified me as an Armenian. And I said, you know, the difference in my friend here and me, he serves God because he has to. He thinks he's elected. I serve God because I want to. I've been born again. See, when you've been born again, you serve him because you want to serve him. You live a clean life because you want to live a clean life. And I promise you, it is a wonderful life. Now, the lines are open, and in the last 25 minutes of this hour, I want to spend it on the phones with you. 1-800-338-7884. 1-800-338-7884, the local number here in the Charlotte, all around, all the way to Concord and all the way to Gaffney and up to Hickory and down to Rock Hill. I mean, all around this area, we're on the air, and I want to hear from you with your question. And if you've been born again, tell me about it. Tell me about how you were saved and born again. I'll take a minute or two with each caller, and we'll let people see and hear what it really means to be born again. And that there's just no way to trust in a sinning religion. There's no way to trust in easy believism. There's no way to trust in the Catholic Eucharist. There's no way to think that and just hope that you were elected and not really know if you were elected or not. You know, people who are Calvinists, they don't really know. They really do not know. And I'm here to tell you, friend, when you are truly saved, when you are truly born again, you are a new creature. Here's a question. I know 20 years ago, I went forward at a crusade to Christ. Yet I continued to commit sin. Was I saved? No, you were not saved. This man says, I went forward in a crusade, commit my life to Christ, but I continued in my sins. Was I saved? No, he was not saved. You cannot be saved without repenting of sin. The Bible said, except you repent, you shall all likewise perish. Except you repent, ye shall all likewise perish. Now, for weeks, we've been trying to make this transition to both radio broadcasting and telecasting on the internet. It has affected a lot of my friends who listen to my radio, and they're not calling as they used to call. Now, I want to appeal back to you to grab your phone because I want to hear from you today. I really do. I want to hear from you. I want to know that you're part of this broadcast. I want you on what we're doing. I want to hear from you. You are important to us, very, very important. So grab your phone, 1-800-338-7884. 704-391-0588. And I'm giving today the same gift I gave last week. Very few ordered it. It was 4th of July weekend. The Holy Ghost and Pentecostal praying. The Holy Ghost, the power of Pentecostal praying. This was a study done in our camp meeting on Tuesday morning by a man, Jeff Mayo. Jeff Mayo, I'm telling you, names have really been giving me a fit the last days. Jeff Mayo, wonderful brother, great teacher. Oh, I want you to get all four of his teaching. I'll be making that available to you. So you get ready to maybe order that DVD or CD. But I'll give you a CD of this first one on Pentecostal praying. And if you'll ever learn the power of real praying, you'll never want to be without the power of real praying. I'm telling you, it is a wonderful life to pray in the power of the Holy Ghost. It is a wonderful life. It is a wonderful life. I'm telling you, nothing is so wonderful. We're streaming, working fine. All right. So somebody's telling me that we're streaming. Hey, then get on the internet. That means the internet's open. And email me, jrc@paulcreek.org. jrc@paulcreek.org. Grab your phone, will you? jrc@paulcreek.org. I'll call the phone. I said grab your phone. Grab your mouse for jrc@paulcreek.org. But grab the phone, 1-800-338-7884, local number 704-391-0588. I'm waiting on you. I want to hear from you. I want to hear from you. I want to know what your question is. See, when I deal with things like this, and I don't know that I'm really getting forward to you, it bothers me. I there are thousands out there listening to me right now, or you will hear me on the internet, or you will read this article on the internet, or you will hear me on some other program, or somebody will send it to you. You have a chance to hear this program, I'm sure, again. And if you're not saved, I want you to get so burdened to be born again that nothing else matters to you but knowing that you're saved, knowing that you're saved, knowing that you've been born again. That is the most wonderful thing in the world, is knowing that you've been born again. And if you don't know it, I want you to come to know it. I really do. Now, I'm going to go back, and I'm going to name those seven doctrines that are keeping people from being saved. These are doctrines keeping people from knowing that they need to be born again, and they're trusting in these doctrines of men. They're trusting in these ideas that people have fostered on them. They're trusting in some good preacher that they knew, somebody they loved in the pulpit. They're trusting in doctrines that won't save them. And I'm telling you, you've got to be born again. Born again. A brand new creature. I mean, you got to pray through, friend. You got to pray through until you know that you're saved. Now, let's talk about these seven doctrines. Number one, predestination. Believing in limited atonement, and that you really don't know whether you were chosen or not, but you're trusting that you were. So you're going to do all the things right in the limited atonement theology, the Calvinistic theology, and hope you're saved. And you're just going to be lost if you're not born again. Now, you say, are there any Calvinists that have been born again? Probably are. There's people have been born again in all kinds of doctrines. But the Holy Spirit will bring you out if you'll trust Him. The Holy Spirit will bring you to full understanding if you'll get in your Bible and live in this holy book. He'll bring you to see the truth. And that's what I'm after. I'm not after changing your mind. I'm after seeing you saved. I'm after knowing that you've been born again. I'm after your salvation. I don't want you to go to hell. I want you to go to heaven. I want to see thousands up there that say, Brother Chambers, on the radio and on the telecast and on television and from your books and from all your printing material, I came to know Jesus and you helped me be saved. And I'm going to rejoice and shout all over heaven. I really am. Did you know the angels rejoice more over one sinner that repenteth than 99 just persons? And that takes me to the very next idea of saved sinners. The angels rejoice over one sinner that repented. That don't sound like to me they kept on living in sin, does it you? No, you know better. You don't repent of sin and just go back to it. If you do sin, then you can repent. I have sinned since I've been saved, but I don't practice sin. I don't live in a lifestyle of sin. I've turned from all of that and turned to Christ. In the times that I have felt like I did things I shouldn't have done, and I don't mean nothing serious. I've never been to bed with another woman but my sweetheart wife. I'm not a fornicator. I'm not a liar. I'm not a cheat. I haven't stole money from anybody. See? But I'm human, and I've had failures, and I repented of them. So when you are a sinner and you repent of your sins and turn from your sins, you become a saint of God. and you don't practice sin. You don't live in sin. But many are doing that and just determine that they're okay. And I beg of you, go to your Bible. Read the book of John. Then read the book of Romans. Read every verse. Read every verse. Then read the book of James. The book of James. Woo! Boy, that'll change you. That'll change you. Easy believism is number three. Somebody thinking, if I've got it up here, I don't need it down here. Friend, you got to have Christ in your heart. You got to experience him down here. You can't just believe it with your head. You got to have it in your heart. Very important. And then baptismal conversion. I think there's a Church of Christ group that believe in baptismal conversion. Maybe others. I don't know. And then, of course, the Eucharist. The Eucharist? No, no, no. You cannot eat the bread, the wine, and or drink the wine and eat the wafer of the Catholic order, saying it's been completely transformed into the body and blood of Jesus, and think that's going to save you. It will not save you. You got to be born again. Catholics can be born again, but once they're born again, you won't take the Eucharist any longer. I promise you that. You'll turn to Christ with all your heart, and then, of course, praying through. Many people today are saying you don't have to pray through, that it's not biblical to pray through. I have one minister in this city saying in his pulpit, there's nothing biblical about praying through. There's nothing in the Bible about it. He hasn't read his Bible, because there's plenty in the Bible about praying through. The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Paul said, I pray in the Spirit, and I pray with the understanding. I sing with the Spirit, and I sing with the understanding. He said in 2 Corinthians 10:2, any man that prays or speaks in unknown tongues speaketh not unto men, but unto God, for no man understandeth him. How are you going to pray in the Holy Ghost, in the language that the Holy Ghost gives you, if you don't know anything about praying through? See, that don't make any sense. You know, these doctrines, these false doctrines don't make any sense. And so many people go to these rock and roll churches and have a dancing experience in a rock and roll church, and they think they've been saved. No, all you got was emotionalism. All you got was an emotionalism. You need to be born again. You get born again, you would stay in that place 10 minutes. You'd be running for the door. I want a church that preaches the old-fashioned word, where the Holy Ghost comes down in his majesty. The presence of God fills the air and fills my heart. Now, you remember, if you're part of any of these doctrines, I'm just begging you, don't be angry with me. Just go get on your knees, open your Bible, read the book of John, the book of Romans, the book of James. That's three good ones. John, Romans, James. John, Romans, James. Read them, every word, and believe it. Every word, the Bible said, all Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for correction. And he names what is profitable for your instruction, for your direction, for your understanding, for your spiritual insight, that you can grow and mature and become a great usable vessel in the kingdom of the Lord. I'm telling you, this Bible is so full of truths that it's overwhelming to me. And the lines are still open. 1-800-338-7884. 1-800-338-7884. They tell me it is indeed on the internet. I've been looking for questions coming in, and I'm not sure it is truly on the internet, but hopefully it is. And I guess if somebody wrote me, said that, that meant they were getting it. So forgive me for doubting. I'm sorry. I apologize for that. It's just that I have not received your email questions, and that's been a big thing lately, and I love every word of it. Now, the program today is all about the person of the Holy Ghost that effects a born-again experience within your heart. Your spirit bears witness with his spirit. That's what the Bible said. Your spirit, your inner man, bears witness with his spirit, or his spirit bears witness with your spirit. And so you are turned completely around. You are totally transformed. You become a brand new creature. Your life is changed. Remember 2 Corinthians 5:17. If any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Behold, all things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Write that down. 2 Corinthians 5:17. 2 Corinthians 5:17. Any man be in Christ, he is a new creature, totally turned upside down. He's repented of his sins. He's turned to Christ. He's been born again. Born again by the Word of God and the Holy Spirit. And if you're not born again by the Word of God and the Holy Spirit, you're lost. You may be the best person in your church. You may live a morally straight life. You may bless everybody you can bless. You may give your money to missions. You may give everything you've got to some good cause. You may do all kinds of good things and great things and kind things. But listen to me. Listen to me. Well, I don't know why they're not answering the phone, so I'll answer it. You're on the line. May I help you, please? Well, they finally answered. All right, folks, I need you answering the phone for me quickly. Call us quickly, 1-800-338-7884. 1-800-338-7884. And forgive us the technical problems. We thought we had it all straight, and here we have some of the same problems over again, but we'll get it straight. I'll get the right person in here this week, and we'll find somebody that'll put it right. And we really do need a new board, a totally new soundboard with all of the connections, and that would probably maybe solve our problem. With this big computer and an old board, maybe they're just against each other. I don't know. But I know one thing. We're here to bless you. We're here to help you grow in the Bible, live in the Word of God, become a new creature in Christ. We want to see you born again. We want to know that you're born again. If you've recently been born again, that'd be a good way to finish this program. Here's a couple of testimonies of somebody who's been saved. Somebody who's been saved. Somebody who's really met the Lord, really met Christ, really came to know Him in His fullness of graces and mercy. What a Savior we have. What mercy He offers you. You see, there's no sinner out there unless you blaspheme the Holy Ghost. There's no sinner out there that Christ would not save today. I would love to lead somebody to the cross. Let me take the whole audience now listening. Everybody from one end of this radio audience to the other, all over this area, all over other parts of the country, all over the internet. If you don't know you're born again, let me talk to you a minute. The Bible makes it plain that you must repent of your sins. Except you repent, the Bible says, you will all perish. You've got to repent of sin. You've got to turn from sin. God hates sin. If you don't hate sin, you cannot become a Christian. That's impossible. You got to hate sin enough to repent and turn from it. That's the very bottom line of turning to Christ, is to get tired of your sins, to get sick of your sins, and to turn from your sins to Jesus Christ. And you may say to me, I can't live a holy life like you preach. I know you can't, but He can. See, that's the difference. When you realize that you can't live a holy life, that you're a sinner, that you're lost, that you're going to spend eternity in hell if you don't get some help. And so you turn to Christ, and you're born again. And immediately, the born-again experience changes you from head to toe. And you become a new creature. And suddenly, you find that the Bible is all you need. And the Holy Spirit is your strength behind every situation. And that the Lord Jesus Christ cares about you. And that angels are encamping around you. You see, a Christian has God the Father on His throne, God the Son interceding for you at the Father's right hand, has the Holy Spirit coming in to change you and make a new creature out of you, and then to baptize you in the Holy Spirit, in the Holy Ghost, as you grow and mature. And then you got angels around you, and then you got a church family. Every saved person will want a church family. Every saved person will want a church family. I promise you that. There's nothing so beautiful as a wonderful church family. It will change everything about your life when you have a wonderful, wonderful church family. I promise you. No question about it. Now, the number to call, 1-800-338-7884. 1-800-338-7884. And I'll take your call. I'll talk with you about what it means to be born again, and I'll help you. Now, I was telling you, you got to know that you're born again. And the first thing is hate sin. Turn from sin. Number two, know that the blood of Jesus was offered on the cross to totally wash you and clean you. He'll make your slate as clean as though you had never sinned. He will remove everything. He will absolutely impute his righteousness to you. And then as you grow, he'll impart and plant his righteousness in you. And living a Christian life will become the most wonderful life in the world. You don't want to live in sin when you've been born again. You want to live a clean life. You will love it. Nothing like going to bed at night and knowing I've lived my life for Christ today. I've lived clean and pure and godly. I belong to him. By his grace, of course, I don't get any credit. I don't want the credit for living a clean life. I want to live it because he's everything in the world to me. And then live in this Bible. You've got to read the Bible regularly. The Bible said, and Jesus said this, man shall not live by bread alone, but every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. The Bible is a perfect book. I believe in every word of it. I believe in every word of it. And I love that particular scripture I just quoted. It's in the book of Luke chapter 4, verse 4. Jesus answered him saying, it is written that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word of God. Every word of God. Oh, Brother Chambers, I could never read this whole book. That's the thrill of being a Christian. You just keep enjoying this Bible. And it keeps getting bigger and better. And you find that after all these years, I've been a Christian 62 years, I love the Bible more than ever. I go to sleep quoting it. I wake up quoting it. I quote it all during the day. I reach and grab it. I hardly ever close my Bible. I like to keep it open. My wife said to me the other day, Dad, you leave the Bible open. I said, I want it open. I buy new ones when I wear it. I've worn out about 15, and I love it. I love this book, and you will love this book. And the more you read it, the more you will love it. It gets sweeter as the days go by. You remember that old song? Now, if you're not saved, I sure would like to help you come to Christ today. I would like to help you come to Christ. Why don't you call and say, Brother Chambers, pray with me and help me give my life to Christ. Help me surrender my life over to the Lord. I want to know him. I want to know him. I want to serve him. I want to love him. I want to live for him. If you would like to live for him, he's ready to help you live for him. Now, I'm sorry the internet's been off. Somebody said they were listening to the streaming. I don't know whether it just came on for a bit, but none of the emails have worked. So only got that one email. And so I know there's a difficulty somewhere. We'll get all that straight. We'll get all that straight, and we'll be right back here. And we're going to continue on this theme of talking and understanding the many wonderful things you need to learn about the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is absolutely, absolutely, honorably pure and holy. And he wants to bless you. He wants to work his wonderful will in you. He wants everything about you to be pure and to be holy and to be right. And I'm telling you, it is so imperative. It is so imperative that you live and walk with God and do the things that please him. There's nothing like pleasing the Lord. There's nothing like pleasing the Lord. His love is more precious than silver's or gold. It really is. And I'm telling you, friend, when you really begin to get into this Bible and you begin to live by the Bible, it's amazing the great beauty that it works and effects in your life. Nothing is beautiful. Nothing is as wonderful. Nothing is as pure, hallelujah, as living according to the Holy Book. I'm telling you, nothing is as pure as living according to the Holy Book. Nothing is as pure as living according to the Holy Book. It's a joy. It's a joy that never ends, never fails. It's perfect. It's complete. It's full. It's marvelous. Hallelujah. Now, been a good program. We're talking about the person of the Holy Ghost. The person of the Holy Ghost and the born-again experience. And only by the Holy Spirit. See, if your church rejects the ministry of the Holy Spirit, how can anybody in your church be born again? See, they can get religion in their head. They can, you know, say, I'm coming to Christ. They can join the church. They can be baptized. But until you're born again by the Spirit and by the blood, you're not saved. Until you're born again by the Spirit, by the blood, and by the Word, you're not saved. You're religious, but you're not saved. And somebody says, why is the church so full of people today who show no semblance of being Christians? Simply because of the many doctrines that have been preached. and because they've never been born again. When you get born again, you will be a new creature. When you get born again, you will be a new creature. When you get born again, you will be a new creature. There is no ifs and ands about it. Well, Internet, I can see you. I don't know who that is. Mary, Internet, I can see you. Well, I'm glad you can. I'm delighted. Maybe everybody saw me, but I've been just sitting here not knowing. I begged for somebody to, you know, come in from out in the hall and tell me, but they didn't do that. And so I just presume that maybe some are getting it and others are not. I don't really know. But I know I'm here, and I know I love you, and I know we're going to put the whole thing up on the Internet here in a little bit. And it'll have some broken places, but we've enjoyed bringing you the truth. And I'm telling you, the Holy Ghost is going to give us a sovereign latter rain outpouring. I'm waiting right now on a sovereign latter rain outpouring, and I'm waiting for you to be saved. Tomorrow morning, I will be preaching right here at the Paul Creek Church, and I promise you, we will have a sweet move of the Holy Spirit. Our church services are so rich and so wonderful and so precious, and we want you to come and enjoy them. If you're going to a dead church, don't stay there any longer. If you're going to a Calvinist church, I promise you, that doctrine will not save you. If you're going to a saved sinner church, that doctrine will not save you. I promise you, if you're just going to a rock and roll church, that rock and roll enthusiasm and emotionalism is not going to save you. You got to be born again. It's as simple as it can be. You got to be born again. I want to jump up and down and scream that to the world. You've got to be born again. I'm praying. I'm seeking the face of God. I'm staying on my face. I'm giving all I know how to give because I want to see people come to know the saving merits of Jesus Christ. I want to see them know the joy and the love the Lord gives, the absolute wonder of His graces, the beauty of all that He offers and all He provides. It's a wonderful life to be a Christian. Now, Father, I pray for my audience. Every man, woman, across the audience, listening to me, I pray for them. I cry out to you for them, God. I plead the blood for those sinners lost. Bring them to know your saving grace, Lord. Bring them to know your saving grace, Lord. I cry out to you for that, Lord, with everything that's inside of me. I cry out to you for that, Lord, for saving revival, a saving move of God's holy presence, a saving visitation of the Holy Ghost. I'm praying for you. I really am. Don't miss next Saturday. Hopefully we'll have all of this straight and we'll be here with a newness and a new day and a new hour. And by the grace of God, we will love you and care for you. I promise you, you are important to me. You are important to me. I want Christ to flood your mind, your heart, your life.